Tarni. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13. Brahma stealing the boys and calves. Text number 42. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ita ete tra kutrakya man maya mohite tare tavanta eva tatrabdam kridanto vishnuna samam ita ete tra kutratya man maya mohite tare tavanta eva tatrabdam kridanto vishnuna samam. Please chant. Kridanto Vishnuma Samam. Ite ete yatra kutratya. Man maya mohite tare avanta eva tatra dyam kridanta vishnuna samam ita ete yatra kutatya maya mohite tare tatra dyam Vishnuna samam Deta kutatra Man maya mohite tare Vatra eva tabdabdram Kridanto Vishnuna samam Ita ete tat kutatra Matmaya mohite tare Shnata samam. Ladies, itamitet ravyam maya mohite tare Jaya Takutratya Matmaya Mohite Tare Tavanta Eva Yutta Travyam Kridanta Sishnana Samam Ita Ete Yatra Kutatra Matmaya Mohite Tare Tavanta eva tatradyam Kridanta Vishnuna samam. Anyone else? Ita ete yatra kutatra Matmaya mohite tare Tavanta eva tatrabhyam Kridanta Vishnuna samam tatra maya mohite tare tavanta eva tatrabdam kridanta vishnuna samam itta. For this reason, ete, these boys with their calves, atra, here, kutratya, where have they come from? Matmaya mohita itare, different from those who were mystified by my illusory potency. Tavantaha, the same number of boys. Eva, indeed. Tatra, there. Aabdam, for 1 year. Kridanta, are playing. Vishnuna samam, along with Krishna. Please repeat. A similar number of boys and calves have been playing with Krishna for 1 whole year. Yet they are different from the ones illusioned by my mystic potency. Who are they? Where did they come from? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although appearing like calves, cows, and cowherd boys, these were all Vishnu. Actually, they were Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. Brahma was surprised. The original cowherd boys and calves, he thought, are still where I put them last year. So who is it that is now keeping company with Krishna exactly as before? Where have they come from? Brahma was surprised that his mystic power had been neglected. Without touching the original cows and cowherd boys kept by Brahma, Krishna had created another assembly of calves and boys who were all expansions of Vishnu Tattva. Thus, Brahma's mystic power was superseded. Trinadapi sunichena torodiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama ibikivalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. So, this Leela of Lord Krishna, this episode, many things we are learning. One is, nobody can challenge the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether it be the topmost person in the universe, Lord Brahma or anyone else. This is the meaning of being supreme. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter, everyone here in this material world is conditioned, is fallen, makes mistakes, is fallible. And everyone in the spiritual world, they're infallible. But you know what? I am beyond both of them. Therefore, I am celebrated in this world and in the Vedas as Purusha Uttama or Purushottama, the Supreme Person. The Mayavad philosophy instructs that you're God, but you forgot. Now come out of Maya and you'll realize that you are God. But according to Bhagavad Gita, no. Even you achieve liberation, still you're subordinate. Still, Krishna is going to be supreme. whether it's in the spiritual world or the material world, you're still a living entity. Ah. I can't become God? No. Sorry. You're always going to, just like a lot of times when I'm preaching, I point out, we learn from Bhagavad Gita, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, neither in the future shall any of us cease to be. So that verse in Bhagavad Gita substantiates the eternal individuality of the soul. So I like to make a joke. So you're not going anywhere. Get used to yourself, because you are going to be you. But if you don't like the you currently, that's all right. That's actually a good sign, because now there can be improvement. That's the whole scheme of Krishna consciousness. Self-improvement. Yes. We are here to improve. I have a particular... I was just talking this morning with Sachi Tanoy Das. And he reminded me, yes, everybody has their individual personality. It's all right to have a personality. You must have a personality because... And this episode is teaching us also, Krishna is so great that he duplicated each cowherd boy and calf down to the minutest detail, even the personality. Otherwise, how the mothers and the cows would not think something is up? No. Krishna had to become exactly each cowherd boy and calf, each with their own distinct personality. That's Krishna. That's why we surrender and love and serve Krishna. Because he's so great. He's fantastic. There's nobody superior in the sports world, because there's so many different worlds. There's the political world, and that's blowing up day by day. There's the sports world, and they're always discussing who's the GOAT, the greatest of all time in each particular sport. And this is like they spend hours discussing who would, no. In the bars, on the shows, they're discussing as if this is very important. No. He is the greatest of... No, you fool. This is the... Never mind these. Here is the greatest of all time. He's on the altar. Bhagavan Lord Sri Krishna. Purusha Uttama. The greatest of all time. Asama Urdhva. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is greater than him. But that's all right. Don't feel bad that you can't become God. You know why? Because Sri Advaita Acharya explains this concept in chapter 6 of the Adi Lila. He says that actually the position of being servant of God is better than being God. And he says, and there's proof for this, because even God himself wants to become his own devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming down in the role of the greatest devotee of them all, Srimati Radharani. Nobody can excel her service. Nobody can even come close to the service Srimati Radharani does. But we are learning from that chapter, the position of being Krishna's servant is a greater ecstasy than being God himself. Everybody out there in the rat race is trying to become GOAT. greatest of all time, whether it be in the business field, in the sexual field, in the athletic field. Everybody's trying to become the GOAT. I am. We even had one fool. I am the greatest. But look at him towards the end of his life. He wasn't so great, because even he was beat down by the time element. What does Krishna tell Arjuna? Arjuna is seeing the universal form, and he's experiencing so many emotions and colors and sounds and smells, and it's all pervasive. Thousands of arms, heads, legs, bellies. And he sees all the Kauravas entering the mouth of the universal form, and he's smashing them to pieces. And so Arjuna says, who are you? What is your mission? And the universal form responds, I am time, and I have come to destroy everything. And that's what's happening. Look in the mirror. Little by little by little, what is time doing? Tick. Taking away. Taking away. In the first canto, there is that description just before we get a glimpse into Dhritarashtra and how Vidura is going to preach to Dhritarashtra to pull him out. And there's that nice statement, imperceptible time. We don't see it, we don't notice it, but then you notice it. You're going along in your life, you're young, enthusiastic, with so many aspirations and hopes and desires, and then one day you look in the mirror. What? A gray hair? Oh, what? A wrinkle? What? I need glasses? I can't see the... Yes, time. Little by little, taking everything away, destroying this beautiful body. Just dwindling. And now, some of us are in our 60s. Some even in our 70s, we notice it even more. It's not so easy to come up and down the stairs. It's not so easy anymore. And you see the young fools running around on their skateboards. And you think, I used to be a young fool like that. Try to get on a skateboard now, could wind up in the hospital. Broken back. What happened? Time. Krishna is supreme in every particular aspect. Here, Lord Brahma, he's Kavi. He's the most intelligent person, the most qualified person. The Bhagavatam points out that if you have performed Varnashram Dharma perfectly for 100 births, you can become Lord Brahma. 100 births. Perfect execution. He is the most intelligent. We learned there's one passage, I'm pretty sure it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. Prabhupada says, our bodies are made water, earth, fire, mostly water, the scientists say. Okay, fine. But Lord Brahma's body is mostly intelligence. Mostly intelligence. But he has his body. Still, there's a body. So here's the most intelligent person in the unit, most qualified, and he is being bewildered by the Supreme Person. Krishna here, by his actions, is demonstrating I am God. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat, no truth superior to me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Mattak Sarvam Pravartate. Everything comes from me. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, whether it's material or spiritual, it's coming from Krishna. He is the supreme. But, like I like to say, Krishna is cool. He is the coolest. He's appearing here as a 5-year-old boy, not as universal form, not as Vishnu. No, he's appearing as a little cowherd boy, and he has completely bewildered the great Lord Brahma. Later on, we'll read, even Indra, he got bewildered when the residents of Vrindavan would not perform their yearly Indra Puja. What did he say? These residents of Vrindavan have become influenced by an over-talkative child. Ooh, that's blasphemy, Indra. Over-talkative child? No. But he also learned, because Krishna held up Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights, Indra also came down on his knees. At the end of this chapter, we will see Lord Brahma goes dandavat. And it's explained like a golden rod, because Brahma's body is golden. And there's Krishna standing by a tree nonchalantly. He still has the lump of food in his hand. He's just being nice, sweet little cowherd boy Krishna, little Gopal. And here is Brahma falling down like a rod. And we will read, he's crying. And he's rubbing the tears from his eyes, crying. Why is he crying? Because he realizes he has made a big mistake. He has tried, like Prabhupada say, what is it, that phrase? Mischief for fun. But he came to his senses. And what is sanity? Sanity is the same thing as Brahma and Indra too. After the whole Govardhan incident, Indra came stealthily, and even he bowed down and said that his crown was dazzling. But he also bowed down to Krishna and begged forgiveness. So there's significance when we come to the temple and we bow down. I remember growing up in the 60s, you would hear these people, I bow down to nobody. Yes, but you will bow down to Krishna in the form of death. You will lie down. We've read in the Bhagavatam, in the Mahabharata, in the Ramayana, all these great kings and leaders, they all embraced the earth, lying dead. But Krishna is supreme. So when we come to the temple, we bow down out of, well, one reason. Krishna says twice in Bhagavad Gita, Mam Namaskuru. Now some people, they think, oh, look at this God. He wants everyone to bow down to him. What is he, some megalomaniac? He wants everyone to bow down? No, don't think like you. Yeah, if you were God, you would want everybody to bow down and worship you to puff up your ego. But Krishna is not like you. He's the cool God. When Krishna says, bow down to me, when Krishna says, surrender to me, it's not for Krishna's benefit. Look at Krishna right now. He's with Srimati Radharani. He's got a lot of better things to do than to count how many people are bowing down to him. And then posting on Twitter, oh, I have so many followers. That's not Krishna. He's not a chump. Krishna is so cool. He's enjoying. So when Krishna says, bow down to me, when Krishna says, surrender to me, it's for our benefit. Same thing. When they try to find fault with Krishna, oh, he danced with young girls in the dead of night. He stole others' clothes. He stole others' wives. He did all these immoral acts. No. You read carefully. Krishna performed the rasa dance to satisfy the desires of the gopis. Not that Krishna had some lusty desire. No. The gopis had prayed for 1 month, goddess Katyayini they worshipped, and each girl secretly was praying, please arrange it that I can be married to Krishna. So when Krishna did the rasa dance, it was simply to fulfill the desires of the gopis, not for some selfish, lusty desires. And Shukadeva points out, because after the description of the rasa dance, the final section, there's five chapters, but the final section of that final chapter, Shukadeva Goswami answers all the doubts of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was very merciful that he said, well, you know what? No, I don't have a problem, but people are going to hear about this and they're going to raise so many questions. So Shukadeva Goswami answers Parikshit and says, first of all, Krishna is aptakam. Even if he has a lusty desire, he fulfills it himself. He's Atmaram. He's self-satisfied. Again, look who's standing next to him. The original goddess of fortune herself. There is that nice mantra that we remember during the time of Radhashtami and others, where it's from the, I think the Tautamiya something. Some scripture that Shrimati Radharani is Sarva Lakshmi, meaning two things. She is the original source of all the Lakshmis, or all the Lakshmis are in her. And Sarvakanti. Sarvakanti means any desire Krishna may have, boom. Srimati Radharani fulfills that desire. And Srimati Radharani is Krishna's internal potency. So he's got people in the material world. What's going on in this material world? What's this, the whole scene, the whole scheme of this material world? Everybody's trying to imitate Krishna. In one, they may be doing so many different things, but the real objective is, I want to feel what it's like to be the Supreme. I want to feel that experience of being the boss, of being in control. And everybody's chanting my glories constantly. Everybody is thinking of me. Everybody is, and after all, I am the greatest thing to appear on the planet. Why not? Everybody is trying to imitate Krishna. There are no exceptions, except if you're a devotee. Because if you're a devotee, you have come to that conclusion. I tried again. I can't be God. Damn. I wanted so bad to be God. But it ain't happening. The position is taken. No applications being accepted. The position of Krishna is there. So the devotee realizes, what does the Bhagavad Gita say? Bahunam janmanam ante, after many, many births of trying to be the Supreme, trying to be God, you wake up and you realize it ain't happening. I might as well surrender to Krishna. That is the greatest day of your life, of our lives. When that day came and you understood, I'm going to be Krishna's eternal servant, then you became happy. Then you became blissful because you gave up that desire, I want to be God. Same way, Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the position of the conditioned soul is nicely explained. And this is interesting. Prabhupada mentions a Western book, Milton's Paradise Lost. Prabhupada says, that book nicely describes the fall of the conditioned soul. So, I remember my Baltimore catechism classes in Our Lady of Loreto School. Satan was originally Lucifer. He was one of the topmost angels or devotees of God. But what? He wanted to be supreme. He wanted to be challenged. But what happened? He lost. Duh. Confirmed by the conch shell. You challenge God, you will be defeated. Just ask Lord Brahma. He tried to challenge Krishna. He got defeated. But we've already been there, done that, because we have become devotees. We're trying to become devotees, and we're learning how to bow down to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, and enjoy the greatest possible happiness throughout the whole existence, loving Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do we have any? Yes, Bhrigupati Dasa. What? Yeah, go. What? Yes, boss. Okay, you're next after him.
Prabhu, thank you for a great class. You mentioned that Lord Brahma was bewildered by Krishna in this particular pastime. Earlier on in the Bhagavatam, we hear how Lord Brahma was bewildered by his daughter.
Yes.
And he was chasing after her like that. So Lord Brahma is a Sampradaya Acharya. You know, he's the next in line after Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So if he could get bewildered like that, how can we be confident that the knowledge we're getting, you know, that he's able to properly do his job of transmitting the knowledge, the perfect knowledge he's getting from Krishna?
Because it's reiterated in the Bhagavad Gita, which came later. So don't have any doubts, don't have any fears. Remain faithful to Bhagavad Gita. You distribute Bhagavad Gita, don't you?
Correct.
You know that story. I think it happened here. Prabhupada, we just published this great new book and we're going to go out and distribute it. No. First, read it. See how Prabhupada is. So, don't forget Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita makes it very clear. Krishna is supreme. Don't worry. No doubts. Arjuna had so many doubts. One by one, Krishna cleared them. You have any doubts? Read Bhagavad Gita. If you have any doubts, just look at Prabhupada. Meditate on Prabhupada. If this knowledge was not perfect, do you think Prabhupada would travel so many miles on a boat, experience 2 heart attacks, and live in the most nastiest place on the planet known as the Bowery? Prabhupada would not do that, but he had that jewel. I must give this Bhagavad Gita that you distribute to these fools and rascals. Yes.
Hi, Prabhu. Thank you for a nice presentation. The scripture you were trying to remember is a Gautamiya Tantra.
Gautamiya, okay,
but
good.
I don't recall that that verse came from there. I know where it is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
The fourth chapter of the Adi Lila.
Yes.
Devi Krishmai Prokta Radhika Paradeva Sarva Lakshmi Sarva Kanti San Mohini Para. Yeah, so it's in that chapter, fourth chapter of the Adi Lila. I don't remember being mentioned that it came originally from the Gautamiya Tantra. Maybe
yes,
right.
It is. No, you're right.
I have to look it up.
Yes, no, that's it. You rang a bell. Ding, ding, ding. What else? Satchitanoid Das. The usual cast of questionnaires.
You were mentioning that Lord Brahma's body is different than ours in the sense that his body is made mostly of intelligence.
Yes.
I also sometimes heard, I can't remember if I ever saw that in Prabhupada's books, but that when the living entity takes its first birth, is as Lord Brahma.
That's mentioned in the ninth canto purport. That's the only reference.
Right.
Yeah, go on.
So then after that is that after being so intelligent and look at us where we're at, can you expand a little bit on that?
So your question is, gee, I was a Lord Brahma, I fell down, what hope is there? Right? Sort of like that? Don't worry. What does Krishna say again? Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, if you surrender to me, you will not return. Do you have faith in Krishna? Do you believe Krishna? So don't worry. It's not going to happen again. My favorite example, I've said it a trillion times. When I was 5 years old, I took a pencil and I stuck it in the socket. Fortunately, my mother came and saved me. I got a big shock. I mean, that I still remember that. Now, could I do that again? Could I? Yeah. Do you think I will? No. So yes, that existential question always comes. Well, if you can fall once, then you can fall again. That's true. Why? That damn free will. So it is possible, but you have to have faith in Krishna. Stick with Bhagavad Gita. More than once, Krishna says, having gone there, you don't return. Don't worry about it. Let's go back. Then we can worry about it. Don't worry about it now. Say all of a sudden there was a fire here. All right, we would take care of the fire. I don't know if I want to go back into the temple room. There may be another fire. Come on. First, clear up the business. Go back home, back to God. Now, Prabhupada said that we're going to have ISKCON in the spiritual world. That's where we're going. We're going to the, I don't know if there's going to be a GBC, but there'll be an ISKCON in the spiritual world. Prabhupada will be there. Don't worry. Okay? Be happy. What does Krishna say? Ma suchaha. Don't worry. Don't hesitate. Don't fear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We have one more question. You have a question? Oh, all right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.